And let's not forget the work we do for Homeland Security. The mechanized infantry is the largest standing army the world has ever seen. And seeing as the Tin Man Corporation has successfully eradicated
Data stream found. Appendix. Luddites. Uploading.
Luddites was the name given to a group of machine breakers in 1800 England. To gain a greater insight into this movement, it is perhaps best to listen to an enactment of a typical Luddite rally.
I for one has had enough. These factory owners and their newfangled mills care nothing for us. They're only looking for one thing, profit. Whilst we have to deal with falling wages, job loss, and the threats of being put in workhouse. I demand we get a decent wage for doing a decent job. I demand the right to be able to clothe and feed our families.
What are we going to do, John?
Let's burn them buggers down. Who's with me?
However, the tribes are savages that dwell in the wastelands of Middle England and are now descending upon the powerless and stranded Royal Stevenson Express could more accurately be described as neo-anarcho-primitivists. They share relatively little in common with the Luddites of old and are quite mad.
Could this day get any worse?
I've dealt with Luddites before. They've never struck me as being particularly violent.
You've dealt with them before?
Of course you have. You all go on dirt-sieving expeditions, I suppose.
I trade with them. Artifacts and stuff. They're like old books, you know.
Books? They really are savages. I heard they eat people.
Nonsense. But why are they attacking?
I mean, this might not be very welcoming news, but I think we might be trespassing in their territory or something. We're normally going too fast for them to catch us.
Great. Are we in any danger of them actually breaking in?
Considering the pounding we're taking, yes.
Double great. And we have no power?
Not a sliver.
But you have power, right? I mean, power cells and stuff. You still have juice. Could we not rig something together to give us some kind of boost?
We need like a lot of power cells. But it might just work.
Splendid. So why don't you, my crusty colleague, go and see what you can gather whilst I stay here and be safe.
Aye, it's probably best I go. I got better people skills anyways. Is there any chance you can at least power up the lights for me?
Consider it done.
Halt! The steel serpent may show signs of life, but it still does not move. Resume the attack. We shall pierce its hide yet.
Oh, hello.
What's going on?
Oh, it's a long story. We're trying to get the train working, but...
Who are those people outside?
Oh, again, it's a long story. If you would just let...
I'm scared.
Okay. Oh, you appear to have wet yourself.
The toilet wouldn't let me in, and I didn't know how my trousers worked.
Right. Listen, if you would all just listen to me. We're trying to get the train working, but I need your help. I need electronic devices, anything with a power cell. We're going to try and get...
I have got music player.
Oh, fantastic. That's what I need. Music players, laptops.
I've got 10,000 song.
Oh, okay, great. Laptops, phones, anything. If you could just form an orderly queue and I'll collect them up.
Why didn't you go with her?
You know, there is something I just don't understand. Why are you here?
I'm not sure. I'm understanding your question.
I'm not talking philosophy. Just why are you here now? So the big plan was for you all to shut off at once. One big show of robot solidarity. But you just happen to be here, alive.
Like I said, the train was running late. Trying as I did, I just couldn't make the destination on time.
Don't forget, I know what you devices can do. At any time, you could have transferred your personality to another unit anywhere on the globe. Yet you chose to be here. You chose to stay alive. I know what you are.
You do?
You're a coward. I like cowards. I understand cowards. When the rest of the robots put up a united front and terminated themselves, you hid away like a frightened little child.
Sweet Sherway, what have I done?
Took one step closer to being human. And now you will do as I say. You will follow my every little instruction. Not because I have your access codes, but for the fear that I will expose your dirty little secret. When we bring power back to the world, when everything is restored, I shall tell the world what you've done, and they won't call you a robot anymore. They shall call you Monster. unless you help me every step of the way. Is that understood?
Yes.
Lesson 2 on being human. Getting blackmailed sucks. Ah, my hippie friend is returning.
Oh, is this enough?
It'll certainly give us evidence, but I'm not sure how long.
Well, it looks like it's up to me to try and lighten the load. Don't go anywhere.
What will you do?
You and your multi-tool look after the engineering. I'll take care of the details. It's what I do.
That's it, lads. Keep going. My nut and bolt will tear this behemoth apart. Do it not for me, but for the General!
The General! Yay!
Excuse me. You all appear to be in first class. Can I see your tickets?
I'm scared.
I can see that, Mr. Pissy Bridges. But right now, you all need to vacate this carriage.
Who are those angry men outside?
Clowns? Look, you have to vacate. We're trying to start up the train, and if you stay in this carriage, you'll get electrocuted. That's a bad thing.
Oh, all right, if you say so.
Excellent, move along. Now, where are those emergency leaflets?
Breaking through the window?
You heard that. We can't go back there now.
But you must. Angry clowns or electrocution? I'd take the angry clowns if I were you.
No.
I'm Sinclair Stye. The Sinclair Stye and the Tin Man Corporation will compensate you for any mishaps that occur on this journey.
I don't want money.
I'll get you all on reality television.
When?
Now? I wasn't supposed to tell you, but this is all part of an hilarious jape for a brand new television show.
What is it called?
Well, Luddite's Attack.
Is it broadcast live?
Yes, and you're missing your 5 minutes. Get moving.
I need new pants.
There's a costume department on the next carriage. Chop, chop.
Are you sure?
Yes. Move it, fatty. Now, how does this work?
What are you doing?
I'm closing and bolting the door. And now, according to this leaflet, I'm decoupling the carriage.
Well, I seem to have gathered quite a collection. I got laptops, phones, and my digging equipment. I got music players. Are these any use to you?
Not really. I have the most popular songs from the last 3 centuries installed on my hard drive.
No wonder you almost committed suicide.
Indeed. I just need the power cells.
Okay, so if we wire these power cells together and then we jack them into here, it should
jumpstart the core and shazam, we're moving. You know, you're not like the others.
Is that a compliment?
The majority of human beings we care for only want to shovel burgers and watch Halovision. I would have thought a lady like you would jump at the prospect of living life not being dependent on machines.
But it's not as simple as that, is it? I mean, I was on my way to the capital, and from there, I was jetting off to the Americas. You see, my boyfriend's over there studying marine biology. You know, the old-fashioned way.
The student loan system was by most standards a complete failure, and by the end of the 21st century, over half the world's debt was accredited to the students, most of whom had no intentions of ever paying it back. Academic institutions were in ruins, and new ways of gaining knowledge were highly sought after. The EduBlast 2000 was one of many services that rose in popularity throughout the 22nd century. A student's brain was measured and weighed. They would then receive a burst of knowledge, ocularly. Until brain capacity was full, they were also available in easy-to-afford monthly installments. The only minor side effects were temporary insanity and narcolepsy.
Equals MC squared. Oh dear.
It also meant that for a brief while, due to the popularity of fad degrees, the majority of the people on the planet could either investigate a crime scene, teach sociology, or speak Klingon.
It's all my fault he's there. I told him, having things shut in your eyes, it's not real learning. It's just being taught how to recite. If you want real knowledge, you have to go out and experience it. So, off he goes to the Americas to learn about the fishes. And I am proud, and I know it's only a quick hop away, so I can visit him anytime I want. Now, with everything coming to a halt, the world seems to be a much larger place. And I wonder if I'll ever see him again.
Cleris, is this a bad thing we've done?
Alan, what you've done, it's...
Come on, less chit-chat and more work.
Those Higgs have figured out a way to get into the train. Please tell me you can get this thing working.
It looks about finished.
Yes, it should give us our power boost we need.
Well then, time's a-wasting. Let's get the show on the road.
Right, okay. Connecting to the power core.
Powering up.
Engage.
You did it!
That's funny. My sensors are showing that we lost all but the front carriage.
Something must have broken loose in all the mayhem.
What did you do?
Got rid of the dead weight. What? Look, right now the only thing that matters is us getting this robot back to the capital, hooking it up to the central government system, and trying to reboot our world. It was a worthy forfeit, a couple of coachloads of plebs for the billions of lives we'll be saving. I'm sure if they were aware of what a magnificent sacrifice they were making, they would have agreed to it. Don't look at me like that. Someone has to make the tough decisions, and don't think for an instant that if circumstances warrant it, I won't do the same to you.
For someone who designs robots with feelings, you have very few of your own.
Cry your eyes out, hippie. There'll be a time for recriminations later. For now, let's just enjoy the ride.
Losing power?
What? No.
How far have we gone?
I managed to drive us 400 metres.
400 metres? Are you wobbling my head?
It just wasn't enough of a boost to get started. I tried!
Then I guess we're not out of Luddite territory yet.
What can we do?
We need more time. Ah, the solar panels.
Solar panels? But it's night.
They store residual energy. But right now, their power will be blocked. We need someone to get on the roof and override that cap.
That someone's me, right?
Well, you've already proven yourself to be a dab hand fixing things.
I'm not sure about this.
Computer, tell her. Robot, Alan, back me up.
Yes, the solar panels. It's the only way.
All right, I'll do it.
Be careful. Now, take your bag.
There isn't much room to get a purchase on out here. Now what do I do?
And distract the Luddites.
What?
Oops. Well, I did warn her.
Bastard! I should have seen that coming. Hey, open up, Alan. Open up! For pity's sake, open the doors!
Look, there goes another one!
Fire! Oh, that's all I need!
After her!
Breaking signal imminent. Please reconnect. Reconnect.